This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. The State Recovery School District currently runs 7 schools in North Baton Rouge. The RSD is planning to put new charter schools on those campuses next year. To that end, last week the RSD hosted presentations by charter providers vying for a slot. Ahead of those presentations, the civic group Better Baton Rouge handed the RSD a community compact, outlining what some residents want from schools in their neighborhood. The compact is the result of a series of conversations Better Baton Rouge organized over the past several months. The demands are basic: be laser-focused on student success, recruit and reward talented teachers and principals, involve parents from all backgrounds, and address every student's physical, emotional, and social well-being.
This is about the community's voice and the community's effort in helping to shape excellent schools in North Baton Rouge.
Raymond Jetson, a former state lawmaker and pastor of Star Hill Baptist Church, heads Better Baton Rouge. Jetson gives the RSD credit for its own attempts to get input from the community before it picks which charter providers will move into North Baton Rouge. But Jetson says there is lingering mistrust of the state-run district.
The experiences historically with the Recovery School District and with past school reform efforts have left a very bitter taste in the mouths of many people in this community. People whose children were the subject of significant degrees of instability, insufficient leadership, lack of resources, people who saw institutions in their neighborhoods, in some instances institutions that they attended, go through this serious decline. And so there is a serious degree of resentment and distrust that exists toward the efforts. That's why this particular moment in time is so significant.
Is there an effort that you see happening here that's different?
Yeah, I do think that there is at least the potential for a different experience. I think that the overwhelming majority of the providers, potential providers that I've had an opportunity to speak with, understand clearly that job one is connecting with the community.
So what's the next milestone in that process?
I think the first milestone is the actual placement of providers at specific schools. And I think that that decision will be worthy of scrutiny if the ones who are chosen have a track record of being able to be successful at generating positive experiences and outcomes for children who look like the children in North Baton Rouge. Then there's hope.
So we'll see that in the next few weeks.
In the next few weeks, I think, certainly before the end of the month of October, those decisions should become public. And we will see.